I finally got it going. You hit this one button on this thing, it starts playing. It's happened here before. And I'm just about as dumb as a box of rocks. So let me get back to verse number 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now appear in the presence of God for us. For yet that He should offer Himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others, for this must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now watched in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. As is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And I want to stop my reading right there and apologize for the mistake I made there on the recorder, but I want to go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank You, Father, for the precious Word of God, for the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, that we do well to take heed, Father, in the day and hour we're living in. Lord, to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. I pray, dear Father, today You visit this church, honor Your Word, bless, Father, the preaching of Your Word. Your Word itself says You chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Father, thank You for our visitors today. May they feel welcome. I pray, Father, for those that, Lord, are here, Lord, regularly, that, Lord, dear God, You'd feed us today, encourage us today, draw us, Lord, closer to You, Father, today. May we leave this service, dear Father, today. Say it's been good to be in God's house. Those that are here lost, I pray they redeem the time. I pray, Father, Lord, they consider Your offer and Your invitation, and may they make haste and come down here and get in the family of God, lest they be left behind. And we'll thank You and praise You and ask these things in Jesus' blessed name. Verse number 28 is our text verse, and it says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And I want to preach today that I am one of them. Amen. I'll tell you right now, I'm one of them that's saved. Amen. Now, I mean, I'm not part of the way saved. I don't hope I'm saved. I'm not trying to endure to the end. I'm not working on it. I have to admit I do work. Oh, yeah. The Bible said that we're appointed unto good works. Amen. And we ought to continue those good works. James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. I do believe in works. Amen. But works will never save you. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved. Through faith, that not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. I don't like to hear somebody say they're better than somebody else, because the Bible said we've all sinned. Come short of the glory of God. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. We're all in the same category, a bunch of hell-deserving sinners that found mercy in the sight of one nailed to a cross and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And God said, for Your sake I will. Read it for yourself, Ephesians 4:32. But I'm one of them that's saved. I'm glad I am saved. Man, I tell you what, I'd rather be saved than be the President of this United States. It's a higher office, Brother Anthony. I'd have to take a demotion to go to the White House and sit behind the sacred desk. And I do love my President. The Bible tells me to pray for them in authority over me. I have to. I'm mandated by the Word of God to pray for the one that's elected, the one that's appointed to be our leader. The Bible tells you to, tells me to. If you don't do that, you shouldn't complain. I'll tell you right now, we're in trouble. It's kind of like a Sunday school lesson. It's our own doings, amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm glad we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. And the Bible said our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't give a nickel for religion. Religion sent more people to hell than anything. Religion tries to impress God. And I'll tell you what, it's a stench in His nostrils. Religion pleases men. You see religion so early in the Bible. In Genesis chapter number 3, here's a man named Adam, his wife named Eve, and they mess up big time. And I mean, buddy, they sin. And here's what they decided they'd do. They said, hey, we'll make aprons for ourselves out of fig leaves. And they made them aprons. That's the very first religion, the fig tree religion. Somebody said, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Hey, why not just get saved? Forget about the leaves. Amen? But anyway, let me tell you how religion works. God showed up in the cool of the morning. What did they do? Well, they went and hid themselves. You know why? Religion works pretty good till God shows up and eat her. That's when people say, cry out to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him to come. That's what religion does. I'm ready to go out and meet Him, Keith. Praise God, He gave me a new coat. Amen. I'm clothed, amen, with the blood. Amen. It cleanses my sin. Amen. I used to be embarrassed, but not no more. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God, I'm ready. I'm ready to meet Him. Amen. That is coming. I'm telling you, His glory is appearing. I'm ready, glory to God. And I'm telling you, He's coming for a church. He said, I purchased it with my own blood. He said, on this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail. I wouldn't give you a nickel for religion. There'd been more people went to hell through religion than anything I can think of. And I'm glad, like Jonah said, salvation's of the Lord, take it or leave it. Amen. You get in the belly of a whale. He said, I cried by reason of my affliction. He said, out of the belly of hell I cried. And I'll tell you what, you cry to Him that honors the right kind of cry. And I'll tell you what, God commanded that whale and it vomited Jonah out on dry ground. And the very first limousine there ever was a whale. Took a backslidden preacher and delivered him over on the shores of Nineveh. And he made a 3-day journey in one day. And he said, yet in 40 days Nineveh be overthrown. And everybody repented from the king down to the servant. Don't tell me preaching don't work. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm born again. Bible believing child of God, love the Lord, living for His praise and glory. Testimony, it's real. I like that song Brother Noel just sung. Thanks to Calvary. I'm one of them that's saved. Amen. Been tried and proved like gold. Been through the fire. Amen. Listen, I tell you, I can tell if you're saved. Now, let something go wrong. See what you do. You come back, I say, boy, they got something. Amen. I've seen them, Anita. The devil come against them 9 different ways. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how in the world, but they mustered up enough strength, come back to the house of God and said, I need prayer. Somebody come up there and pray with me. Amen. Boy, that's the kind of faith that God looks for. That's the kind of faith God deserves. And I'll tell you what, I'm telling you right now, buddy. Job said, shall we not receive good to have the Lord? Shall we not receive evil? He said, you speak like a foolish woman. She said, curse God and die. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, buddy, if I got what I deserved, there'd be a tombstone out there with a marker on it. And they said, Eddie Wade went this far, and that's it. I got news for you, buddy. Don't put no end date on my tombstone. There ain't no end. Jesus said, whosoever believes in me will never die. If he passed from death to life, I'll never be more alive than I ever have been in my life. Amen, says Nita. On that day right there when they say I'm gone, I'll finally be home. Amen. This ain't my home. I'm just a passing through. I'm just sojourning. I know where my home is. I'm telling you, praise God, I'm a citizen of heaven. And I'm telling you, I'm already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. When they take a census, they get my name up there. Somebody told me you ain't going to be a vote next year if you ain't got a smartphone. I ain't even smart enough to have a phone. Amen. What do you do then? Amen. You tell me that one. I ain't got no smartphone. I didn't bring my phone in there. If I did, you'd laugh, baby. You'd say, good grief, throw that thing away. But they tell me next year you ain't going to be a vote if you ain't got a smartphone. I got the documentation on that up in the Bible. If you want to see it, you just see me after the service. I'll show it to you. But I'll tell you right now, I am smart enough to get saved. Amen. I may not be all that smart, but I'm smart enough. I'm saved, glory to God. I'm one of them that's saved. But also, let me say, Brother Andy, I'm one of them that's looking. Amen. Hallelujah, I'm looking. I'm looking. I got up this morning wondering, this morning, is the Lord going to come today, Carolyn? Can you imagine Him making His triumphant entrance into this world? Coming for you and coming for me. Hey, man, we sing them songs. I was hoping Brother Noel was going to sing that song just any day now. Our Lord is coming. Hallelujah. Hey, I was hoping He was going to sing that. It went so much with the message today. But I'm looking for Him to come and the Son of a Better, amen. And I'm kind of like John. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. I'm tired of that here.
Amen.
With child abuse and homosexuals and sin and murder and robbers and man, people bullying. You get bullied at school?
No.
You're big enough, you probably have to worry about it, do you? What about you, Luke? Get bullied at school?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Amen. That will not be so. You know why we bully people? We got too much of the devil in us. That's why. You know what Jesus said? He said, do good to all men.
That's right.
Yeah. He said, be kind, courteous. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do. Well, let me get back up here. I can tell right now, buddy, you shouldn't plow down that road. But the Bible said in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, amen, hallelujah, and our Savior, amen, Jesus Christ, I'm looking, amen, for Him to come. He's coming for me, amen. I'll tell you, I'm not looking for another. He's coming, the sooner the better. Let me say this, and don't hold this against me. I'm just like you. I'm just mortal. I don't have an S in here. I'm not nothing. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have anything to gain. But I'm sick of political promises and lies. And let me just say this, and I don't mean to throw this sour note at you, but those four men that were sacrificed at Benghazi were sacrificed for political gain. Let me take a little while here. Let's just take, for instance, that was your boy. You're not old enough to have a boy. Let's just take, for instance, that was your boy. And what they did, they said, hold on a minute. You have to do a lot of homework to get this information. You're not going to get this on TV. But they said, maybe they'll take them hostages. And if they do, we can use this to our advantage. You know what they did? You know what they told the ones that were going to come to help them and rescue them? They said, stand down. They said, don't give them no help. They had a drone overhead. Don't look at me like a calf looking at a gate. I'm just telling you reality. And they said, do not help them. Do not send aircraft. Don't send jets. Don't send helicopters. Don't send missiles. Let's see how this thing goes. I'll tell you how it went. They brought them out there and they kicked them and riddled them full of bullets. And to their horror, now they're trying to cover it up. If that was my son, Molly, if you could, I guess I'd lose it. Because I'd be headhunting. They left him to die. It didn't go as planned. Now, I don't endorse that. I'm not endorsing anything even here. I just want you to know I'm sick of political promises and lies. I'm sick of being filled a bunch of smoke screen. I'm glad the Bible said it's impossible for God to lie. I'm glad the Bible said that when God couldn't swear by no greater, He swore by His own name to Abraham. He said, Abraham, you can take my word for it and you take it to the bank and it won't bounce. But I'm glad when the government's going to be on His shoulder. If I could, I'd vote for Jesus. You vote for whoever. Listen, I'm just your brother. I love you. I prayed for you this morning. Called your name out to God. And I love you. I have no agenda here. But I'll tell you right now, those four men were sacrificed. It didn't go as planned. They were pawns in the game of politics. And they were sacrificed. They were denied any help. By the way, they all died fighting for their country, which is more than I can say about me. Maybe more than I can say about you. They died for their country. They loved not their lives unto death. They requested, matter of fact, they took a laser light and put it around where the ship, they're supposed to send a helicopter, one of them warships, they took a laser light and put it out there so there wasn't no innocent people get killed. They said, there they are. There wasn't no rescue. And the reason for that is for political gain. If they had have been taken hostages, you'd see what I mean by that. But since it didn't, let's just cover it up. Let's move on. All right? But they weren't taken as hostages. It would have been the perfect political plan. It would have been for great gain, but they were mercilessly, can't even say the word, without any mercy, they were murdered. And I do hope it turns around and bites them in the rear end. Now, I don't know if that's fair to say that now, but I do hope. Now, I'll tell you what I do know. I know there'll be some people in prison. Now, there'll probably be some people take a fall for this. CIA's done volunteered, and Hillary Clinton done volunteered to take the fall for this. But if they're not successful, there will be some people in prison because this is high treason. It's in the Benedict Arnold category. Oh, that's great plainness of speech, ain't it? I'm here to preach. Just bear with me here a little bit. But, you know, Jesus looked on that bunch in Mark chapter 3, verse 5. They didn't want a man's withered hand healed because it was a Sabbath day. You know how He looked on them? The Bible said He looked on them with anger. Can you imagine the loving eyes of the one that hung on the cross that had been beaten to the point they were literally closed? They said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what to do. That those eyes looked on those Pharisees, those Sadducees that were so religiously bound by their religion and tradition that they could care less about a man that had a real need. And here's Jesus here to do the work of God. And they're hindering the actual work of God. And Jesus, the Bible said, He looked on them with anger. And then He healed that man. They wanted to kill Him. Well, you may want to kill me. I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, I'm looking for the real leader that loves His sheep. I'm looking for the real leader that lays down His life for His sheep. I'm looking for the real leader that calls them by name. Amen. They know His voice, John 10. And the government's going to be on His shoulder, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You go ahead and look for whoever you want. You go ahead and vote for whoever you want. I won't hold it against you. Look, it don't matter to me. I done told you. God's will. Let God's will. If God wants this one or that one, let it be God's will. Jesus said, Father, not my will, but Thy will be done. Let it be. It's going to be anyway. You may not realize this, but you're living out prophecy. Every jot, every tittle of thus saith the Word of God is going to be fulfilled. It don't matter what you vote. It don't matter what you do. It's still going to run its course. You want to know that scripturally? Read Isaiah chapter 45. God said He declared the end from the beginning. Saying, my counsel stand, I'll do all my pleasure. He said He raised up Pharaoh just to make a name for himself. You think Pharaoh got elected? God said He raised him up for one purpose, to make a name for himself and to make people understand that He's God. Amen. All right, I ain't got no ass crying. Well, listen here, I'm also one of them that's leaving. You go ahead and hang around, help yourself. I'm leaving. I'm leaving on the first load too, Brother Anthony. I've heard enough. I've had enough. This world ain't my home no more. Heaven's my home, and when I finally get home, I'll tell you right now, buddy, glory to God, if He shows up while I'm still alive, I'm going to be caught up to be together with Him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible said Enoch walked with God, and he was not, because God took him. Molly, I'm walking with God. America's got astronauts. Russia's got cosmonauts. God's got was nots. I'm going to be a was not. I'm going to be here today. And I may be gone today. But I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Paul tried to tell us about it. He said, what in body spirit? I can't tell, but I'll tell you one thing. He said, I saw it. He said, I saw things that wasn't lawful for a man to see or hear. He said, the higher thing been told. He said, the eyes not seen, the ears never heard, never seen in the heart of men. The things God's got prepared for those that love Him. Look at His appearing. I'm looking for His appearing. I'm leaving when He shows up. Hang around all you want. You can have it. Got 18 acres down there next to Barren River Lake. Have it. If my wife's still there, tell her, I wish she'd left with me. If my son's still there, tell him I miss him. But I'll tell you right now, I love Jesus more than my wife, my son, my daughter. If you don't, I'll tell you what He said, you ain't one of His.
Amen.
He's got to be first. Have 10 commandments back on the wall. Read that first one on your way out. He's got to be number one. But Jesus said, be you also ready. He said, for in such an hour as you think not, He said, the Son of Man's going to come. In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 44. Are you ready? We used to play a game, hide and seek, and I remember I used to be the one that put up on the tree there, and I said, 99, 100, ready or not, here I come. Sometimes I'd catch them. They'd be trying to get a last minute hiding in there, and they'd be the first one. I'd tag them out. Well, but really or not, he's coming. You know, they were warned up there in New York that Sandy was coming. Everybody didn't heed the warning, Gail. Everybody didn't leave out. Some thought they'd ride it out. I guess in the day and hour we're living in, some people think they're going to ride it out.
They give this morning, they're nothing. They say it's not going to be as bad. It's headed the same way.
One went after another till God shows Himself to be God. If you want to read your Bible, Nahum chapter 1, verse number 3, read it word for word. God has His way in the whirlwind and in the storm.
That's right.
Figure out a way around God. I couldn't. I found myself lost and undone. I fell down and said, Lord, if You would, forgive me and save me. And He did. What did that thief on that cross say there to Jesus? Well, one of them said, if You're really God, save Yourself and us. That's a question mark, if. But that other one, he said, Lord, remember me. I'm glad He's going to remember me. He ain't going to leave me behind. I can't wait to leave up. I've been wanting to leave. I've been wanting to look upon Him. Them disciples saw Him up there when He got transfigured up on the Mount of Transfiguration. They saw Him in His glory. They didn't want to leave. They said, this is a good place to be. They had to come down. There's still work to be done. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, when He comes, I'm going to leave. Amen. And whatever needs to be done has to be done with somebody else. I'm telling you, my work's going to be done. I'm going to rest my labor. I'm going into the rest. The Bible said God's got a rest prepared, a glorious rest, and we'll cease from our labor. And I'm telling you, we'll enter the joys of the Lord. You want to be left behind? Help yourself. I'm one of them that's looking. And everything I'm looking at, Brother Anthony, says He's coming. It says it's nearer than when we believed. It says it's nigh, even at the door. It says redeem the time, the days are evil.
Amen.
I tell you right now, if there's even a doubt, I'd come right now. That's the threshold of the moment. Are you going to leave? Or are you going to be left behind? Father, thank You for the message this morning. Lord, I got it this morning at 4 o'clock. And I thank You, Father, if I said anything, Lord, that You didn't approve of, I pray You forgive me. I pray these people forgive me. Lord, I tried my best just to pour my heart out. And Lord, You know I'm telling the truth. And I pray, dear Father, today, Lord, You would honor the words that have been spoken. And may people, I pray, not be hearers only, but may they be doers, I pray. And Lord, if there be any lost here this morning, I'll let You be the judge of that. I pray You'll prick their heart right now. I pray their heart will beat like a jungle drum. I pray they'll get up in their throat big as a watermelon. And I pray they won't be able to forbear. I pray they'll step out and say, I need to get to Jesus. Somebody help me. And I'll praise You and thank You. And ask Your blessed will to be done. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Thank you for coming this morning. I love you. If I said anything to hurt your feelings, listen, I'd rather have God mad at me than you. But I don't want you mad at me neither. I love you. And I mean that. I love you. And I hope this morning, if you do have anything against me, I hope you love me enough. Forgive me. And pray for me. You help us, brother. Thank you. Need to come this morning. Don't wait for them to sing. Just come on. Say, Brother Eddie, pray with me. I need to get something under the blood. I need to get something straightened out. I need to get saved. I need to rededicate. I need to make sure. Whatever. Come on. I'll pray with you.
200. I only trust Him.
That's what you're going to have to do. Don't trust yourself. Trust Him.
Come every soul,
my sin oppressed through mercy with the Lord,
and
He will surely
He'll do it. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. You'll find rest on your soul. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. If you don't come, you won't find it. Come on down, come right now, come without delay, shake the devil off, knock him down, come on, don't let him hold you back, come on.
He will save you now,
He'll do it.
For Jesus shed His
precious blood, rich blessings to bestow.
go. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to have that blessing. Won't you come up and say, Brother Eddie, I need that blessing. I need that. Won't you come?
I'll be glad to pray with you. We can get it fixed. The psalmist said, my heart's fixed. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The psalmist said, this poor man crying, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Won't you come? Won't you come? Come now. Ah, we're living in the dark day, a dark hour. Only good news I know is Jesus. He came to this world to save sinners, and He'll save all that come to Him. He said, I'll know why I turn them away. He said He's able to save to the uttermost. Won't you come this morning? If you don't know Him personally, I'd be afraid to leave this service there after a message like this. I'd be afraid to leave. I come right now. I say, Brother Eddie, can you help me? I need to get in touch with God. Listen, I'll be glad to pray with you. I'll be glad to help you. I heard one guy say, Preacher, I don't know how to pray. I'll help you. I can't pray for you, but I can tell you how to pray. First of all, with the mouth confession's made, you got to say, God, I'm a sinner. With the heart, then believeth unto righteousness. With your heart, you got to believe Jesus, forgiving your sin, and save your soul. That's what this is all about. Remember Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10. And if that's not enough, verse 13 says, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. That's confirmation. Are you trusting Him this morning? Or are you going to try to straighten it out yourself? Why not come? I hope God beats your heart like a jungle drum. I hope here in a minute you cry with conviction and say, I can't wait no longer. I've got to get in touch with Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Brother Melvin. God bless you. I know I preach rough. I ain't got no apology for that. That's just all I am, rough. I love you this morning. My pastor preached to me. I have to admit I wasn't saved. I love him now, but I'll tell you what, I got bad. I wanted to hit him in the mouth on the way out the door. If my wife got home, I was going to beat her up. I thought she done told him everything I'd ever done. But it wasn't her, and it wasn't him. It was God speaking to me as I was a sinner and telling me I need you saved. Somebody may have something on your heart this morning. We went a little beyond the point of time, but it'd be all right. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Give you an opportunity. What you got back here, sis? We'll do that. Let me write your name down. I know it's Carter, but I didn't get that first. And best thing I can do is write it down. Now, where I'll have it. What was it?
Donna.
Donna? We'll remember you, Donna. You and your family.
I have two grandchildren
as well. Hope you make a habit of coming by here. We won't tell you nothing but the truth. We'll try our best to tell it in love. I do get in a big way sometimes, but for most time, I ain't as bad as I was this morning. I keep a journal, and I'll have wrote down that you visited on this day. It's November the 4th. I've got a journal everybody got saved and baptized and rededicated and everything. I keep notes of every message I ever preached.
The other lady there, did you get her name?
No, what was your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, good to have you. Good to have you. These visitors just stepped right in here. Make yourself at home. This is God's house. We're God's children. I'm just the son of God. He's God the son. I'm the son of God. Amen.
We got plenty of empty seats.
Yeah, we'd like to fill this place. Bring a bus load back with you.
Let me finish it up. Plenty of empty seats and plenty of room to go.
Amen. Amen. Brother Melvin's right there. Plenty of room. I'd like to fill this corner up even. We've had some young people sit up here before and I loved it.
We appreciate the Lord sending us this gift to our players.
Yeah. Is it Noah or Noel?
Noel.
Brother Noel. Appreciate Brother Noel.
You know, it's good. It's good to be here. I thank the Lord for being here and the message today. Thank the Lord for your blessings, and I thank the Lord for saving me. And you know,
amen.
Even though I'm so unworthy, you know, I tell people I'm not even worthy to get up and sing for God because he was too good of a person for me to even sing for. But I know that's what He wants me to do. You know, to do my best. And I praise Him for just allowing me to be able to do it. And you know what? You said a while ago, I don't think we should have no end times as far as that goes.
So
when the service is over, the service is over.
Yeah.
And
Amen. Amen. I agree with that.
I'm going to try to get you to do some of the leading, too, first. I believe you can lead better than I can. I'm going to sing a little tender in the leading.
Yeah, we appreciate Brother Noel. He just showed up here one Wednesday night, and I heard about him, but I had never met him. And he showed up on Sunday morning, and I got to meet him. I fell in love with him right off the bat, buddy. I mean, I'll tell you, wasn't no mistake about it. I knew he and I both drunk in the same fountain. Amen. I praise God for him sending him up. The Bible said that God will add to the church daily such as should be saved. But I want you to know the plus sign comes from God. Amen. All right. While we're done, I love you. Hope you well, help yourself. Bless you, Sister Mom.
I say things maybe sometimes that I shouldn't say, but I would not hurt nobody here for nothing.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Margaret. That's from the heart. And I appreciate her, you know, being willing to make a statement like that. And as a preacher, I can't apologize like that, but I do my best not to hurt nobody's feelings. I know I do. I don't mean to. But I appreciate Sister Margaret. And if you need to talk to her, you can talk to her after service or whatever. I love her. And she can never hurt my feelings because I love her too much. One verse of the Bible, you're to underline it. It's Psalm 119, verse 165. That verse says, great peace have they that love thy law. Nothing shall by any means offend them. Listen, I've been out in these cow patches picking up flat rock. And I have to watch, make sure I don't step. And you know what? I can't do that preaching. And don't hold that against me. I just can't tiptoe. I'm called to preach. I just have to preach. And thus saith the word of God. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. I can't tiptoe. And God's not no respected person. God hit me if I am. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not. I got to preach. Amen. I don't mean anything personal. I don't. I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't pray for you this morning and all this week. I love you. Pray for me? Hey, listen. You got a problem with me? Pray for me. Oh, my pastor's brother used to sing a song. Had he, what was it? It was called Tell Jesus on Me or something like that. I'd heard a long time. Go tell Jesus on me. I believe that was the name of the song anyway.
One thing I like to say, if God's word don't step on, if it ain't stepped on by, you know, His word, there's something wrong somewhere.
Bless you, Mom. You bless me this whole service. I got to hug
your
neck before we get out of here.
If you're a child of His, His word is going to prick your heart.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And you're going to pick up rocks and stone somebody. You're going to be like 3,000 in repent and say, hey, what must I do? And
He steps on my toes. I'm glad he did.
Amen.
I'm
glad
he tells me
which way to go. Then. Yeah. We're not going overtime. Amen. That's a loud ring right there. I'll tell you right now. That didn't touch God. God bless you, Sister Molly. You ain't going to get out of that me hugging your neck.
I think you're a good preacher. You step on my toes. It just gets me closer.
Amen. Bless you, Sister. I'll hold your neck too.
I'm going to make it in.
God bless you.
If my kids goes or anybody else goes, I'm going to make
it.
You're going to leave your kids if they're not ready. Yes, I'm going.
Amen.
All right. Amen. I'm going.
Man, I'm going to have a neck hug before we get out of here. Hallelujah.
Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
That first commandment back there, I think we all need to read that. But also, I want to pray. I got many ways out there on the road listening to preaching.
Amen.
And I want to hear the truth. And I thank God for having a preacher like you. And there's nothing wrong with following your preacher. Now, number one is God, Jesus. But I'll let you know that, you know, I'll follow you where you go. But I do know who is number one because you listen to him.
Amen.
And you preach the truth. And I want my toes stepped on.
Paul said, be you followers of me, even as I'm following Christ. If I ain't following Christ, don't follow me. But I'll tell you what Paul made that statement. He said, be you followers of me, even as I'm following Christ. As long as I'm following Christ, follow me. If not, follow Christ. Amen.
I also want to thank this church. I mean, me and Melissa was looking for a church, and the love that's in this church, I've never felt before. If the visitors here can just go out, I was awful picky on a church. Okay? And this church qualifies.
Amen.
Just help us. I like to see this church full. I don't get to come here all the time, but I wish I could.
Dismiss us, brother. On a statement like that, dismiss us in prayer. God bless you, brother.